and you serve God today by speaking in other tongues.
Holy Ghost, of God in the earth today.
Holy Ghost, we worship you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you that you are God in the earth today and you are here right now. I ask that you open people's ears that they may hear what the Spirit is saying to them, that they may go forth and be strong in the earth in the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Have you ever heard this before?
Yes.
Have you ever heard Christians say this before? All things work together for good. Cancer works together for good. Poverty works together for good. God had a reason for that heart attack. I've heard this preached from the pulpit. All things work together for good. Well, how many of you know that that's just not true? A lot of these things are working together, well, to kill you. To kill, steal, and destroy. So the devil's not working for God. That would be a problem, wouldn't it? Theologically, now we got the devil doing God's work. That's not what this verse of scripture is talking about at all. So let's look up at verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit. Say the Spirit.
Spirit.
Who would this be? This will be the Holy Ghost. Likewise, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, helps our infirmities or weaknesses, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, and himself would be a better translation than itself. We know that the Holy Ghost is not an it. The Holy Ghost is a him. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, and meaning cannot be uttered in your regular language. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Say the mind of the Spirit.
The mind of the Spirit.
Now the mind of the Spirit would be what the Holy Ghost is wanting, what he's thinking. Say what the Holy Ghost, is thinking, or what the Holy Ghost is wanting, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. God who? God the Holy Ghost. So he's making intercession for you when you're speaking in these other tongues according to what? His will. Amen. Well, who does the speaking? You do the speaking. You do the speaking in other tongues. If you don't do the speaking in other tongues, then he can't be making or the intercession or the helping, say helping.
Help.
Right? To have his will done in your life. Now, if you are doing the speaking in other tongues, then he is able to intercede or help or bring to pass his will or his thoughts in your life. Are you seeing this?
Yes.
Verse 28. And we know. Are you there now? So, and we know all things work together for us according to what? According to his will, according to his purpose. So when is the thing, when are the things all working together for you according to his will, according to his purpose? When you're speaking in other tongues. Now I can't overemphasize the importance of speaking in other tongues. But if you aren't speaking in other tongues, then you're not enabling the Holy Ghost to do what his will is. When you're helping somebody with their will, what are you doing? You're serving them. Are you here? So you're literally serving the purpose. Did you see that? According to his will, according to his purpose. Whose purpose? The Holy Ghost, having things work together for his purpose. That's called serving God. Have you served God today by speaking in other tongues? Now you gotta understand what happened on the day of Pentecost. They began to speak with other tongues. Why would that be the first thing that the Holy Ghost, the first outward manifestation of the Holy Ghost, was them beginning to speak in these strange languages, a language beyond their natural normal language? It's because the Holy Ghost is now beginning to establish his will in the earth. They became servants of the Holy Ghost. Are you here? So all things working together. Say work together.
Work together.
What does it mean when you work together with somebody? You're doing the same thing. You're serving them. You're helping them out. He's helping you, but you're helping him. He's helping you. Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities or our weaknesses, for we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered with irregular language. He that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God, or according to his will. And we know that all things work together. Have you ever been there before? Knowing that everything's working together for you. I tell you, even the birds sound differently when you're in the perfect will of God. They do. I don't know if you've been, I've been there a couple times in my life where all of a sudden I'm listening. Remember, Jesus talked about it. He said, consider the birds of the air, consider the fowls of the air. And you're like, well, why? There's something going on there. And when you're in the perfect will of God, things look different, things sound differently. Because you're touching on something that most people aren't. How do you get there? According to this verse of scripture, there's only one way to get to the perfect will of God, where all things are working together. How do we get there? Praying in other tongues. Serving the Spirit of God. We serve the gift. Now, I might get into this a little bit, but the gift is who? Who's the gift? The Holy Ghost is the gift. Who do we serve in the earth? The Holy Ghost, right? Who's God in the earth today? The Holy Ghost. Who do you serve? The Holy Ghost. Well, he comes in the form of the gift, and that gift is the outward manifestation of speaking in other tongues. So we serve at the discretion of the gift. If you're not serving the gift, if you're not serving at the discretion of the gift, as the Spirit gives utterance, then you're not serving him. Are you getting this? I can't overemphasize the importance of speaking in tongues. Why? Because you're serving the Holy Ghost, you're serving the gift. You ever heard that? Served at the discretion of? Lots of times will be, I serve at the discretion of the king. I just serve at the discretion of my employer or whatever. You're serving whoever you're serving, you're doing it at their discretion. Well, we speak as he gives us utterance. Let's look over there. Acts chapter 2. This is the Holy Ghost coming into the earth, the beginning of the new dispensation, where he is the only God in the earth today. He's the one that Jesus sent. This is the instance of it. Are you here? Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is the beginning. This is the pattern. This is how the Holy Ghost chose to come into the earth, and in the beginning of his manifestation was him speaking through them, right? They spoke as he gave them utterance. That's the way it continues to this day. When you receive the Holy Ghost, it's the initial evidence. It's the first outward sign. It's the initial evidence given to every man. How many was it given to? Every one of them. Or it would have said that, except for Timothy and Joanna. No. Now, the gift of speaking in tongues is not the Holy Ghost, but it is a manifestation that you yield to when you receive the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were all filled. Let's look over at Acts 10. We'll see if this was just a one-time instance. Do you think it was a one-time instance?
That was just the first time. That was it.
Let's look over at Acts chapter 10 and verse 44. And while Peter yet spake these words, he was preaching to them, the Holy Ghost, say the Holy Ghost, fell on them all which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. How did they know? Because they quivered? Because they glowed? No, how did they know? For they heard them speak with other tongues and magnify God. How many of them were filled? All of them. Are you getting any of this? Look what it says. I'll just point this out before we move on. Acts chapter 10 verse 45 says, and they of the circumcision which believe were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift. What's the gift? The gift is the Holy Ghost. The gift is the, but the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost is speaking with other tongues. Say the evidence, of receiving the Holy Ghost, is speaking with other tongues. So if I'm gonna serve the gift, or I'm gonna serve at the discretion of the Holy Ghost or the discretion of the gift, what am I gonna be doing? Speaking with other tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, each one. Well, wait a second, it goes on later in this chapter, talks about the various gifts of the Spirit, but here it says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. What could that possibly be talking about? Tongues, speaking in other tongues. Now, speaking in tongues is the vehicle for every other gift. It's the vehicle that all the other gifts ride on, right? Come rides into your life on that other gift. It all comes from the same place. Why would it come from the same place? Because they're all gifts of the Holy Ghost. And if he gives us all the ability to speak with other tongues, then all of the other gifts come from that same place, the gift of the Holy Ghost. According to his will, according to his purpose, that was by what? Should we go back there, Romans chapter 8? How do we get there? Well, that's the only way to get there. You can't have, for we know that all things are working together for us, without the him interceding for us as we speak. Are you getting this? Speaking in tongues is the vehicle in which every other gift, and I don't know if you've known this before, but when you're speaking in tongues, other gifts will come to you. When you're not speaking in tongues, it kind of diminishes. Why? Because it's like the vehicle that it rides in on. It comes in on that bus, it comes in on that train. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Well, there's only one manifestation of the Spirit given to every man that we have scripture for. So if you're faithful here, if you're faithful in the little thing, God makes you ruler over much. What did James call the little thing? The tongue is a little member, right? So you have to be faithful in the gift that God gives you so he can increase it, so he can develop those things. I hope I'm getting this across. How many times have I said you should probably be praying in tongues about an hour a day? And what I found is if I start my day off right and I'll spend some time in the morning, the time that I need to, speaking in other tongues, then the rest of the day seems to go a lot better, and I'll just find myself praying in tongues while I'm doing other things that I need to do. I'm not even putting effort into it anymore. I'm just kind of got the flow going. An hour a day? Well, yeah, but you're a preacher. That's why you should do it an hour a day. Well, no, preachers should be doing it more than an hour a day. Well, it depends. If what I'm saying is true, which I believe it to be, do you want all things working together for good for you? Yes. What's the only way to get there? According to the scriptures. By speaking according to his will. By yielding to those verbal things that he's giving to you to enunciate them out. How, what are you doing when you're doing that? You're serving the Holy Ghost. You're walking with the Holy Ghost by speaking. Thank God. I mean, we can speak the scriptures. We should do that. But we have the ability to even bypass our own mind and just speak in his will, in his words, according to his plan. Amen. At his discretion. That's what Romans 8 is talking about. If you want to get there, if you want to get to the perfect will of God, I'll just say that if you want to get to the perfect will of God, you're gonna have to pray the price. You're gonna, and where are you gonna get it? You can't even say the perfect will of God in your natural language. That's why he said we gotta talk in these words that go beyond what we understand. Your understanding of chapter and verse only goes so deep. How many of you know that? And the more you worship the Holy Ghost, the deeper it goes. It's unending. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 18. This is Paul speaking to the Corinthians. I thank my God, who would he be thanking? The Holy Ghost, that I speak with tongues more than you all. That's a lot. Well, Paul, yeah, but look what Paul was able to do. Was Paul able to walk in the perfect will of God? Paul was able to write many books of the Bible. Wouldn't we call that the perfect will of God? How did he get there? There's only one way, and that was through this vehicle of speaking in other tongues. Why would that be? Because that's the way the Holy Ghost chose, whether you like it or not. Well, I don't like it that way. Tough. Who are you to make up the rules? You didn't make up the rules. The Holy Ghost could have picked out anything he wanted to do, right? When he came into the earth to have the evidence, but he didn't. He picked you speaking as he gives you utterance. Why do you think that would be? How's God do things? Who is God? He's a speaking spirit. How did God create the heavens and the earth? By speaking words. What is this world made out of? His words that we walk and live in. Why would he do anything else? It's pretty obvious this is what he should do. When he created man in his image, what did he do? He breathed him in the breath of life, and he became a living soul. The words living soul means speaking spirit. He was in God's image, who was a speaking spirit. God made man a speaking spirit. So when the Holy Ghost comes into you, you begin to speak as he gives you utterance. You're a speaking spirit, but now you're speaking his words. You're serving him because he's a speaking spirit. How are you going to serve God other than speaking his words? Wouldn't you call most preachers, I guess, a servant of God? Yeah. What are they doing? Speaking his words. How do we serve God? The number one way, even if you're witnessing to people, what are you doing? You're speaking God's word to them. When they receive the Holy Ghost, what are they going to start doing? Speaking God's word. We serve at the discretion of the Holy Ghost. We serve at the discretion of the gift. Because the gift is the Holy Ghost. You make me want to speak in tongues more. Good, because you're not going to get to the perfect will of God until you pray it out by speaking his words. His will, his words. Does his will come without his words? No, his will be manifest. Listen, in your life, his will be manifest in your life to the degree and amount that you speak his words. If you don't speak his words to that degree and amount, then you're not going to be walking in his will to that degree or that amount. Paul says, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all. That looks like a pretty good, you know, endorsement of speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 14. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Verse 15. But what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. Now we have a word called I will. Do you think that when on the day of Pentecost that they weren't willing to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance? That's where most people get tripped up on receiving the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, is their will blocks them. Yeah, I will not say anything. You have to will to speak, because you're the one that does the speaking. I will pray with the Spirit. You're speaking as he gives you utterance. Are you getting this? Who are you serving when you do that? I will to serve at the Spirit's discretion. Now, how often is he gonna do that? How often is he gonna prompt you to speak with other tongues? Is he prompting you right now? Uh-huh. Yep. Well, that's why you can speak anytime, all the time. this river of living water that comes out of your belly and you're speaking these words are not going to cease until you're in the perfect will of God. Now, I have been at the place where I've prayed things through, say prayed things through, in other tongues, to the place where I got to the end of that string of words, and at the end of that string of words I knew what I was praying for was done. I didn't have to pray about it anymore. It was over. What happened? I got to the perfect will of God in that situation. Whether I was praying for somebody else, was I praying for me? Have you ever been there where all of a sudden it stops? I'm following this flow of the Spirit. I'm enunciating these words. I'm trying to match. There's a verse of scripture that says we're matching our word with the spiritual word that we're getting. And all of a sudden that flow stopped. Most of the time it's not stopped. Most of the time it's going on. Why would that be? Because we're still serving at the discretion of the gift of the Spirit. Welcome to being a servant of God. God who? Say, I'm a servant of God. Well, what is the number one way you're gonna serve God, who is a speaking spirit? By speaking his words. What's the number one set of words that he gives to you? Speaking in other tongues. So when I say things like, oh, you need to be praying a certain amount of time every day, well, I don't want to do that, so you don't want to serve God today. Are you starting to see this? Why would it be so important? Why would speaking in tongues be so important that the Holy Ghost would do it the first thing when he shows up? Why is that the evidence continued throughout the book of Acts showing us this? Because that's his method. It's his choice. It's his way. When we just do what he wants us to do, when we match up our will with his by speaking, by willing to speak those words out, then we can have his will done in the earth. I'm going to do his will without doing his will, his way. And then all the other gifts come in on that same vehicle. You're saying I should pray in tongues more. Yeah, that's right. Why would I, though? You should have a little better understanding of why I would say that. Because you're serving the gift. You're serving at the discretion of the Holy Ghost. It's part of your service to him in the earth. He's got to have his words established in the earth. We serve him by saying, Psalms 35:27, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yay! Let them say continually. Let them say. What is saying?
Speaking.
Is speaking. Let them speak continually. Look at, let the Lord be magnified, who in our day would be who? The Lord would be talking about the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost be magnified. I'm speaking continually. Let the Holy Ghost be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. You get paid by this, people. He pays you for it. What's he pay you for it in? The perfect will of God. The birds singing better. We can be in the perfect will of God if we pray the perfect will of God. Let them say once on Sunday and maybe on Wednesday night. No, let them say continually. Continually, how often is that? All the time. You know, this verse of scripture says pray without ceasing. What's without ceasing mean? Right, all the time. Well, you didn't stop. You know, they began to speak, they didn't stop. Why is that? Because this is the vehicle that not only all the gifts of the Spirit come, this is the vehicle that the plan, purpose, and perfect will of God comes on. Say plan, purpose,
perfect will
of God. How are you going to get there? Speaking and speaking in other tongues. All right, they say, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, the success, the prosperity, the perfect will of God, right? All things working together for you. Would that be called prosperity? Yeah. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long. I'm telling you, a trick and a key, if you really want to have the perfect will of God in your life, is to make sure, Say, make sure.
Make sure
that every morning, just like the birds when they get up, do they just decide one day that not get up and tweet? But every morning outside the window, there they are, tweedly tweedly tweet tweet tweedly tweet tweet, and then all the other ones are doing the same thing, they're all tweet tweet, and then a certain amount of time, and then they stop. Right. And do they keep tweeting for the rest of the day? Yeah, but not the same way. That's what I'm saying. The trick is to, and a key, if you want to know, is to pray a certain amount of time in the morning, and then the rest of the day. You know this. All of a sudden, you'll be driving down the road. You'll be doing the other things that you got to do. You'll be sweeping the floor, whatever's going on, working your job, answering the phone, and you'll notice that you keep saying more of these words. You're tweeting some more. But you're serving at his discretion. You understand? You have to will to serve them, him, and then you continue throughout the rest of the day. Are you getting this? Why? Because you're serving the gift. You're serving the Holy Ghost by speaking and saying. This is how you get paid. Do you want to get paid? A lot of Christians don't want to get paid till they get to heaven. They want to wait. You know what? The payday isn't going to be as big as it could be if you also got paid now. Right. Do you want to get paid? I like getting paid, right? You get paid according to the service that you perform now. We get the perfect will of God comes into our life by the vehicle of speaking in other tongues. Job chapter 36 and verse 11. If they obey and serve him who the Holy Ghost, right? We're talking about the Holy Ghost. We're in the Holy Ghost dispensation. He's God in the earth today. He's the only part of the Godhead that's in the earth today. Who do we serve? We serve the Holy Ghost. We serve at the discretion of the Holy Ghost. We serve the gift. The gift is speaking in other tongues, right? If they obey. Now what about the obey part? What if I don't will to speak with other tongues today? Then you're not obeying, right? What about the people who didn't wait for the gift of the hope for the Holy Ghost to come on the day of Pentecost, but they went off and did their own thing? Were they obeying what Jesus told them to do? No. So if we obey and serve, say serve. How do we serve a God whose number one way of doing things is speaking? Well, then our number one way is going to be speaking. What if he's continually giving you the utterance, but you aren't continually speaking them? So you're not serving him. You need, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. If they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. Are you seeing this? Your success, you get paid by your obedience and service to the gift. Hello, I'm telling you this, that if you want to get paid, you want to have the perfect will of God in your life and around you, and what are you gonna have to do? You're gonna have to serve the gift. You're going to have Romans 8:26 coming into your life. You get paid for and by this service, and the more you do it, the more you get paid. The less you do it would be the less you get paid. Are you serious? Yes. You want it some other way? Fine, but it's not going to be any other way. You're not going to change what the Spirit of God set up as his method in the earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, let's look at verse 12. Now we have received. Say, we have received. Who would this be talking about? This would be talking about people who have received. This isn't talking about the people who have not received. But now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Who would that be? Be the Holy Ghost. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Do you think that would be God's will? For us to know and experience, fully know the things that are given to us of God. Is that God's plan? would be kind of silly if it wasn't his plan. We're talking about serving God to bring his plan to pass in the earth, right? We have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Verse 13, which things? What things? The things that are freely given to us of God, the things that God wants us to know, right? Which things also we speak. What if we don't speak them? We don't get to know them. If we do speak them, we do get to know them. Those things that we're speaking are God's will. It is through the vehicle of speaking them that we get to know them. It's through the vehicle of speaking those things that we're serving God to bring his will to pass in our life, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. Who's teaching you these words to speak? What if you don't obey him and serve him by speaking those words? Those who obey and serve him spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Those who don't obey and serve him by speaking those words, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The Amplified Bible is really good here. It means comparing the spiritual thing with the correct spiritual word. This takes practice. This takes effort. This takes time, right? You don't get good at anything without putting time into it. You'll get better at speaking in tongues. You'll get better at serving the Lord. Serving the Lord what? Speaking in other tongues is serving the Holy Ghost, is serving the gift, because that's God's method, God the Holy Ghost's method of getting his will to come to pass, number one, in your life, but number two, in everybody else's life, in the world around you, in your family, in your job. Say, my job. Well, if you aren't serving the Holy Ghost, he's not going to be able to get those things to come to pass. I've shown you many scriptures that show that. We get paid by doing this. And so the more you do it, the more you get paid. Say, the more
I do this,
the more I get paid.
This
is good news. You're preaching the bad news. No, I'm preaching the good news. The bad part is you have to do something. The bad part is you have to be willing to serve and obey the Holy Ghost. Amen. What's the number one thing that they did when they began to serve and obey the Holy Ghost? They began to speak with other tongues. Paul was obeying and serving the Holy Ghost. He said, I speak in tongues more than you all. tongues. All you do is talk about tongues. It's not all I talk about, but it's the predominant thing that the Holy Ghost has you do throughout the day, continually. Why is that? Because he's continually bringing to pass his perfect will. They're calling God's will on earth as it is in heaven. Remember, Abraham called things that be not as though they were. Why? So that they would be. When you're calling things in the spirit, it is so they be in the earth. You're the vehicle to bring it forth. I can't overemphasize the importance of speaking in other tongues on a daily basis. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, you look up these words, the called, we kind of put a different emphasis on that, but it really means by calling. So if you, them that love God and those who call according to his purpose, we know that all things work together for those who call, say call, call according to his purpose. His purpose, his will, his plan. How are you going to call things into your life? By speaking in other tongues. According to his plan, his purpose, his will, that would all be his words. You're calling for those things to be in your life by his words, by obeying him and by serving him. Are you getting this? Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. You walk with him and serve him. Say, and serve him.
And serve him.
By speaking his words. Do you get that? How's the number one way for you to serve God in your life, which pays you, which gives you his benefits? The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. You walk with him and serve him. You're serving his purpose. You're calling according to his purpose by speaking. Speaking what? Speaking in other tongues, speaking his words. And to the degree that you do that, is the degree that the Holy Ghost will be able to manifest himself and his perfect will in your life. Holy Ghost, thank you for these people that came and listened today. I ask you to anoint them and bless them and begin lifting them up in your plan and your purpose. And everyone, say this after me. I commit to speaking God's words in other tongues more and more day after day until his perfect will is established in my life and in the lives of everyone I touch. In Jesus' name, amen.